And I know Met fans probably aren't too pleased with their team either, as they lose 2 out of 3 to a San Francisco Giants team that traded away a lot of the roster into the deadline. They come out and get just, you know, 2 poorly pitched games. Inability to get clutch hits, which was the problem Friday night, even though you get the home run from Alonso. You get the one of the few big hits from Juan Soto. You get the sacrifice fly from Pete. You go to extras. You give up a run. Can't do anything in the bottom of the 10th. And a big at-bat from Juan Soto and a pop-up on a 1-0 count, which was a killer. And they lose that game. They come back and score a ton of runs in the second game. Out-hit a poor performance from Kodai Senga. And then yesterday in the rubber match, do not play well. Another bad performance from Montas, which you're at the point right now, and you could tell in the postgame. I don't know where they are with Frankie Montas right now. He has had, you know, what has he had, 6 or 7 starts now? 5, 6, 7 starts since coming off the IL. He's been, you know, outside of maybe 1 or 2, he's just not been very good. And after having a couple of good innings in this game, he kind of falls apart, gives up 7. 7 starts. I would say 2 of them were okay. 1 was good. 1 was okay. And outside of that, he just hasn't been very good. And you're wondering when this Met team, who couldn't add a pitcher at the deadline, and I'm not going to get on them. The Yankees couldn't add one either. Pitchers weren't moved. Starting pitchers just weren't moved. It was a bullpen kind of deadline. The starting pitching market did not manifest itself. Not a lot of starting pitchers were moved. I don't know what they would have asked for, but if a pitcher isn't traded, me and Evan would talk about this a lot. I know Evan feels this way. I don't know how you can get on a general manager for not trading for someone who wasn't traded. Like, we don't know how crazy the ass were. When someone's traded, you could look at what they were traded for and try and make your team's comp to that and whether or not you would have done it. I don't know what Alcantara would have, what would have taken, or how do you go and get, you know, Gallen or Cease or any of these guys who weren't traded. Like, who knows what they were asking for? But right now, the Mets have starting pitchers in the minor leagues who are continuing to pitch. You know, McLean has pitched really well. Sproat, after a shaky start to the season, is pitching much better. Like, this bullpen has been fixed, right? We saw them make an entrance in Friday night's game. He came in and pitched really well. I think Rogers is a really good pitcher. I think they've really made a three-headed monster with the three of them at the back end of the bullpen. You feel much better about that. The lineup should be much better. They're struggling at the top, but the lineup should be much better. Right now, the starting rotation is the thing that really scares you, because not only are you getting poor performances from Frankie Montas and now Clay Holmes as of late, but they're not going deep into the game. Like, that's been the same. Like, with the Yankees, it's a lot of the same things, and with the Mets, it truly is a lot of the same things as well. Like, all year long, they have not hit with runners in scoring position. All year long. That has been a problem for them all year long. A lot of it was at the top was killing it, and the bottom of the order was killing them. Like, that's how it was for a lot of the year. So, like, we're seeing a little bit better from the bottom. Vientos is getting a little bit hot. He got 11-game hit streak. He got pinch hit for. I don't understand why they brought in Beatty to pinch hit. We talked about that on Saturday. On Friday night, I thought that was a mistake. But Mauricio, you still got the rotation at third base, right? So the roster's a little clunky there. You got the rotation at third base, but Vientos is starting to hit a little bit. Mauricio has come through with some big hits. I know he didn't on Friday night, but he's come through with some big hits. You've added Mullins now, who probably should have started the first game of the series, but hasn't hit as of yet, only been here a couple days. But the bottom of the lineup, Alvarez came back from the minors and started hitting, and the top of the order is just not doing it. And with runners in scoring position, they've just been terrible. And right now, this pitching staff, they give you quality innings for the most part, outside of Montas and Clay Holmes in his last couple starts, and now, you know, Senga really. But even the good starts aren't going deep into the game. Peterson's the only guy you feel confident is going to give you six innings no matter how he pitches. Like, that's it. And right now, the Phillies can't get out of their own way either, so it's been this constant back and forth. But the Mets have issues as well. That was a disappointing series. You talk about momentum, too. The Mets, you know, coming off a seven-game win streak. And it's always important to follow a win. You know, you don't want to immediately give up a win streak, right? You're going to lose a game eventually. It's how you respond to that loss. And the Mets have done a terrible job losing five out of six after winning seven in a row. They go into San Diego and get swept, but then still there's the optimism of the trade deadline. They impact the bullpen in a major way. And then they show up home where they've been the best team in baseball, the best home team in all of baseball. They show up at home and get beat up by the San Francisco Giants, who had traded away pieces, who they swept a week ago. I mean, it's just an ugly weekend for both teams.